Coming up on KUCB News, the Alaska Marine Highway System has instituted new COVID-19 protective measures. And under state law, Alaska does not have anti-discrimination protections for LGBTQ people. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics, now providing new, used, and refurbished computers, tablets, iPods, MP3s, phones, phone accessories, and flat screens. We also carry external hard drives for your digital storage needs. Redfish Electronics is located in the airport parking lot next to Northport Rentals. Redfish Electronics can be reached at 359-2205.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Hope McKenney with some local news on Monday, June 22nd, 2020. The Alaska Marine Highway System will now require passengers provide a negative COVID-19 test result within 72 hours of boarding its ferries. The new protocol follows a positive test result earlier this month from an AMHS employee who was aboard the MV Testamina's first sailing of the season. The State Ferry's crew member developed mild symptoms, including a runny nose, cough, and body aches, during the voyage along the Aleutian Chain. They tested positive for the virus in Unalaska. Upon its return to Homer, six more crew members aboard the Testamina also tested positive for COVID-19. While the Department of Transportation had increased protective measures on the state ferry system prior to the Testamina's sailing, limiting the number of passengers aboard its vessels and requiring passengers complete a health screening form before boarding, the department did not require an actual COVID-19 test. According to the DOT's new protocol, all passengers are also required to wear face coverings and practice social distancing. Passengers and crew will also not be allowed to go ashore during port calls. Passengers will be allowed ashore only upon arrival at their destination port. The Testamina is scheduled to return to Unalaska on July 18th. The Unalaska City Council is set to discuss how it will utilize its $13 million in CARES Act funding at tomorrow night's meeting. Planning Director Bill Homka says as of this morning, at least 13 local businesses and 8 nonprofits had applied during the pre-application process, which closed at noon.
There will be at least one future round. We'll be discussing this with the City Council at tomorrow night's meeting. A pre-application round is for those businesses that already kind of have a handle on what they anticipate their business needs to be in financial terms. Some of them are having a harder time than others, and we want the City Council to be able to address the most needy of those businesses right away.
Homka says he's not certain when the next application period will open, but that councilors will discuss those details at their meeting.
Keep in mind, all of the funds that the city receives needs to be spent before the end of the year by whomever gets them. So we certainly want to make sure those funds are deployed, and used.
The Unalaska City Council meets tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. The Unalaska DMV is now open for all services with the exception of CDL road testing, which is not being performed because it requires the evaluator and driver to be in close physical contact during the duration of the test. All services are provided by appointment only, and COVID-19 protective measures must be followed. To make an appointment, you can call the DMV at 581-2833. Again, that number is 581-2833. Meanwhile, Alaska's tally of confirmed COVID-19 cases rose by 6 yesterday, bringing the statewide total to 761. There have been 62 hospitalizations since the pandemic hit Alaska in March and 12 deaths. To date, there have been 8 positive cases of the virus in Unalaska. 544 people have been tested at Aluluk Family and Health Services. Under state law, Alaska does not have anti-discrimination protections for LGBTQ people, and the most recent efforts to change that have stalled in the legislature. But a recent decision by the U.S. Supreme Court says workplace discrimination based on sexual orientation is unconstitutional, specifically that people cannot be fired for being gay or transgender. Anchorage lawyer Caitlin Shortell is a champion of gay rights in Alaska. She says there are still some loopholes. And now, more than ever, it's important for Alaskans who feel discriminated against in the workplace to know their rights. She sat down with Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove.
The Alaska State Commission for Human Rights has turned LGBT people away, saying that our state law does not have a specific provision protecting those people. So they had nowhere to go. And even though the federal commission, the EEOC, accepted these cases under the category of sex since 2012, our state commission refused to take those cases. I did ask the commission here whether they were taking these cases now following this Supreme Court decision, and they did say that they are taking those cases. We still do not have a state law that protects against this specific type of employment discrimination. So the thing for people to know is that they need to do two things immediately if they've experienced employment discrimination and they are LGBT. They need to file a complaint at one or the other of the two commissions. The second thing they need to do is contact a lawyer to know more about their rights. This decision does not cover people for other sorts of discrimination, like in housing or education or health care or credit. These are all areas of the anti-discrimination law that still don't protect LGBT people.
What other battles are you fighting towards equal rights for LGBTQ folks? There's a lawsuit over PFDs, right? Can you explain what that is and where that's at?
Yes, I filed a lawsuit on behalf of one individual who was refused. She was denied a PFD in 2019 based on, and the state said specifically, the reason that she was denied was that she was in a same-sex marriage and that Alaska did not recognize same-sex marriage. And the state agency, the PFD division, cited the old law that was struck down in 2014 that banned equal marriage for same-sex couples. And so whereas straight couples who are married and accompany their military member or student spouses out of state still receive their PFDs, the state had, we discovered, been denying same-sex couples and dependents, so their children, their PFDs. And that lawsuit is still in the beginning stages, but it's not resolved to date.
So considering that there isn't, you know, a law with a broader protections at the state level, what efforts have there been to craft legislation and where has that gone?
So there have been many efforts, and recently the pro-LGBT rights bill is called HB 82, and that is carried over from 2019. It adds to the powers and duties of the Alaska State Commission for Human Rights, and it would prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. And this is in all the areas, not just employment, but all the areas that the Human Rights Act protects people from race discrimination or disability discrimination or the other protected categories. And in addition to that bill, there's also, this January, there was another House Bill 198 that would add sexual orientation and gender identity as categories in Alaska's hate crime law, which is related to aggravating factors in sentencing. So if there's a hate crime against someone and the crime is committed because of animus or hate towards a person who is LGBT, this would make it so that the defendant who committed the crime, who was convicted of the crime, could receive an enhanced sentence for doing so because it's a hate crime against LGBT people. That is also in process. So there's a lot to be done in terms of state protection, but it doesn't matter at this point. Alaskans can still file complaints of employment discrimination and should do so by calling either the state or the federal commission.
With your experience, you know, litigating these issues and just dealing with these issues, how optimistic are you that the state or, you know, other employers will follow that without more litigation?
Well, I'm a litigator, so I'm not dissuaded by the need for litigation. I'm very happy that we have coverage under Title VII. And I think that what I understand is that around the nation that businesses are already starting to consider how they can comply with civil rights laws. And so I think that there will be an effort on the part of businesses to comply, and that it's always necessary to keep fighting. Once you have coverage under the law, it's just the first step. And that permits us to go to court to enforce the rights that we now have been told that we have.
That was Anchorage lawyer Caitlin Shortell speaking with Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Hope McKenney, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.